is going, "This is Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State, calling to order the Board of the Commission of Public Lands on February 21st at about 2:02. All three commissioners and staff are present. The first item on our agenda would be the approval of the minutes from the February 7th meeting. Would anyone like to approve those or make a motion to approve them?"
I'll motion approve.
That's John, I think.
Yeah, sorry, John.
And a second?
Doug, I'll let you second since I wasn't there, so I'll abstain.
No, that's fair. This is Doug. I'll second them. Any comments or questions? Josh, do you have any questions about it? Because you weren't there, but you may have looked at it.
No questions for me.
In that case, all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, John.
And I abstain.
Sounds good. We have three loans today. Let me get them up here. They were three small loans for very obvious kind of projects, including purchasing a fire truck. And the only one that seemed kind of interesting would be the one about financing a note for debt payment. Rich, do you want to make any comments?
Sure, Doug. That loan to the city of Seymour is similar to a loan that we made to and the board approved in November. The city bought land for their TID district from a private party, and that private party wanted staged payments. And so in November, they borrowed money for the first payment for this land, and now they're borrowing for the second payment.
And presumably, they haven't paid back the first loan yet because it was for 20 years, I suppose.
Correct.
How many more of these payments do they have? Do we know?
I believe just one more.
Oh, okay. Those all make sense to me. Do I have a motion to approve these three loans?
I so move, Josh.
And I will second, John.
Sounds good. We have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving these three loans, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The motion carries. The next item is to look at a proposed sale of some land to the county of Ashland. I looked that over. There are five parcels, and they've all been appraised, and all of the things are in order. It seemed like it's a very straightforward one. So I would entertain a motion to approve the sale of this land to Ashland County.
I will make that motion. John.
And I'll second, Josh.
Okay. Do either of you have any questions about it?
I do have one question, which is just that on the agenda, there's a subpart A and a subpart B. Are they all part of the same? Is this one sale of the five parcels? Is that the way this works?
There are two separate sales. We're talking about A at the moment, which is the Ashland County, and it's an actual sale where we have the appraisals and they will pay us the money for them. The second one is a little different, and you'll find out about that in a moment.
I see. Okay. Well, why don't we take up A first then, which I guess is what we were doing.
So any more questions? Tom, do you feel any necessity to say anything about this loan? It's pretty straightforward, the sale.
It is pretty straightforward. We've been talking to Ashland County for a number of years about some of our lands located in Ashland County. These parcels are rather isolated, and they're a long way from our office in Lake Tomahawk. And the county has now decided that five of these parcels are required for their county forest. And they've decided to move forward asking us to buy them directly from us, not going to a sealed bid but buying them directly from us. So.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the sales. All in favor of approving this sale of these parcels to Ashland County, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
That was both of us, I think, at the same time.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so we have three ayes. The land sale is approved. The next item for John is a little different. If we have a piece of land we'd like to sell, we don't want to appraise it because it's very expensive to pay appraisal until we're pretty sure we have a possible buyer. So what we're doing here is we're putting this piece of property in the public agenda as a potential sale to see if anyone is interested. Tom, do you want to explain that better?
Yes, so we also had this one, the second one appraised as well. We had hired the appraiser to appraise all six of these parcels, five of them, which would be sold directly to the county. And the sixth one, we would put up for public auction or for sealed bid. If you notice on the first map, this particular parcel is in yellow way on the left-hand side. And so it's in the same general area as the other ones, but the county decided that they did not want that one for their county forest. But because of the fact that it is accessible, and we had gotten some indication from adjacent owners that they would be interested in buying it, yeah, we spent the money to have it appraised, and we're asking the board now to authorize us to offer it by sealed bid to the highest bidder.
Thank you, Tom. I'm sorry, I misspoke. I had not noticed that it was appraised in that as part of the first group. So this is a little different in the fact that when we put things up for public auction, some of them are not often appraised, correct, Tom?
When we put them up for public auction, we generally have to get a feeling that someone's interested. Otherwise, to have them appraised, to shell out the money for the appraisal, is something that may not have a return for quite a while. So we will have it appraised, but we won't put it up for public auction unless we get some indication that there are some bidders that are seriously interested. So
in this
situation, we had it appraised. That becomes the minimum acceptable bid. So if someone in this case would bid $30,000, that's not acceptable. It's below the appraised value or below the minimum. So it's got to be at or above the appraised value.
Which in this case was about $34,000.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. That makes sense, John.
Sure. I was just wondering. So this is just basically sitting there unused right now. I mean, it's not unproductive. So it's just there.
That's a good way to describe it, John. Yes. And we have a number of these parcels. Unfortunately, we don't have the budget to just go out and have them all appraised. And so we are very careful about, like I said, trying to make sure that we have some indication of interest before we spend the money. Unlike an appraisal for a home, if you refinanced your home, normally that appraisal costs you somewhere between $300 and $400. To appraise vacant land in Wisconsin is considerably more. Even for a parcel like this, you're talking in excess of $1,000 for a vacant land appraisal. So.
Very good. So do I have a motion to put this piece of property up for public sale?
I so move.
And a second?
I'll second, John.
Okay, now that it's a motion made and seconded, are there any questions or comments? If not, all in favor of approving putting this piece of property up for public sale, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Motion passed 3-0. Okay, the next item on our agenda would be a report from our investment officer. Go ahead. Am I missing something here?
Rich, sorry, I had my mic off. I'm sorry. I have no report today, Doug. Sorry.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I do not have a report for today.
Oh, okay. You're so soft-spoken, I didn't hear you.
I'll try to speak up next time.
Yeah, when you talk about all the money we have, you speak up, but no reports required. Tom, what does your report look like?
My report is to commend the board chair for calling the chief investment officer on the spot there. just a couple of quick things. Rich and I are continuing to make presentations on behalf of the Trust Fund Loan Program and BCPL at Wisconsin Towns Association district meetings. Rich was up in Marshfield last week, and I'm going to be in Fond du Lac and Manitowoc this Friday and Saturday. It's continuing to be a good way for us to connect with constituents and also to meet some of the legislators in their home district, but in a format that's friendly to BCPL, because many of the town officials like what we do and like the fact that our loan program is very helpful to their financing needs. So, but right now, we are also continuing to work on putting together some materials for the budget process. The governor included most of our requests in his formal budget proposal to the legislature, and we're preparing to go and talk to all the members of Joint Finance about that. So, but that's all I've got for today.
Very good, Tom. Thank you. I don't have any much of a report to make. I do have a thought, is that as we do approach Joint Finance about our budget, historically, for John's benefit, I think I can say we've sometimes had a little trouble getting them to approve the money we need. And so I would urge Tom to keep in touch with all three commissioners, including the treasurer. The treasurer may have a few friends on that committee that we haven't really had much ability to communicate with in the past. So you and John can chat about that, obviously. Other than that, my report is that I want to, again, thank Tom for doing this traveling. It's not fun to drive that much and stay in hotels and work on Saturday, but thank you very much on behalf of the board.
Frankly, it's an honor to serve the board and to work with the staff that we have. I can't tell you how much I enjoy my job, and I get to work with some wonderful people and do some great things. So thanks.
Good. Are there any future agenda items anyone wants to put on the agenda for the next meeting?
None from me. Thanks, Doug.
I don't have any. Our next meeting will be on March 7th, I believe, and I'll see you all then. I would entertain a motion to adjourn unless anyone has anything for the good and welfare.
I'll just chime in. I was talking with some the county administrator from Bayfield County. They were asking about some of the municipal loans, what's available to them. So if somebody wanted to contact the administrator in Bayfield County, they seem to be interested in what's available or what they can fund. They have some ideas on some projects, and they're just looking for funding, it sounds like.
Are you talking about Mark AA by any chance?
Let me pull it up. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I've talked to Mark a number of times in the past.
They wanted to meet me, and they brought that up, so I just thought I'd pass that along. I directed them to the BCPL, but doesn't hurt if they're for somebody else to reach out.
More than happy to do so.
Thanks.
We are also in discussions with the folks in Bayfield County about the sale of our Pigeon Lake property, which is in the southern part of Bayfield County. So I've got two reasons to talk to them now again. So thank you very much for that.
Very good. If there's nothing else, I'm entertaining a motion to adjourn.
I will move to adjourn.
And I will second.
Very good. I have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
We are adjourned. I'll see you all in March. Thank you all very much. Have a good day.
Yep. Have a great week, everyone.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye.